531.
Now, last weekend, if you were like me, you would have seen reports of young men on motorbikes causing havoc on the roads and in some cases parks off Auckland. Harry Fatu Toleafoa is a Māngere resident who is enrolled as a barrister and solicitor of the New Zealand High Court. He was elected onto the Māngere o Tahuhu local board in 2019 and he holds the youth portfolio. Currently works as a legal educator and community advocate for the Māngere Community Law Centre. Harry is on the line with us now. Tala Falava, Harry, thank you so much for joining us.
Tala Falava, warm Pacific greetings to our listeners.
Now, when I saw this on social media and in the news, young men riding their bikes on the road dangerously, I was concerned not only for the public, but for the safety of these young men. Is this the first time they've been out on the roads, as far as you know, or have they done this in smaller numbers previously?
No, unfortunately, it's been a problem that we've been experiencing in our ward for quite some time now. So both our local boards, Māngere o Tahuhu, and our neighbours at Otara Papatoa have experienced this behaviour quite often in the past year or so. But, unfortunately, Saturday wasn't something new, but the scale in which the ride was on Saturday was pretty big. So unfortunately, it's one of those problems that we've experienced. And it pretty much started, you know, with push bikes. We saw it progressively move to dirt bikes where youngsters would just go around on their normal push bikes. And what we're seeing more and more now is, unfortunately, a lot of our young men are actually using dirt bikes and bikes that aren't necessarily suited for sealed roads, partaking on these big rides. So.
Yes, I had to double check with you before we actually came on air whether any of our young men are involved in this or our Pacifica community in particular. I didn't want to point fingers at anyone without checking out the facts first. But you've confirmed that we do have our youth involved in these rides.
It's unfortunate, as you mentioned, that, you know, we do suspect that these men, irrespective of whether they're Māori Pacifica, these men are young men that are part of our community, and we take responsibility as community leaders to actually address this. So, unfortunately, you know, a number of these young riders are people of our community, but it's all the more reason for us to actually take responsibility and work with these young men to actually ensure that, you know, they can actually partake in these rides, but in a more safe and suitable way that's enjoyable for not only themselves, but protects the community at large.
Have you been successful in reaching out to these young people?
Yeah, this is perhaps the challenge that our local board and our leaders face, is that, you know, on one hand, we can take the punitive approach where we can actually just go and punish them and actually come down hard, in which the police were looking to do. Or we can actually take the productive approach where we connect with these young individuals, where we work alongside them to actually utilize their skills so we can put them in some form of formal training so they're able to get their licenses and able to utilize their skills so they actually feel like they belong, a part of this community, and not take action on and not engage in antisocial behavior. But we've been trying to first connect and foster these relationships with young men, but that obviously requires them to come forward as well. So we're working in partnership with the police, but there's a long-term hope that we actually connect further with these young men.
With the platform of 531 PI, what would you say to those young men if they're listening in now?
Look, you know, whether we like it or not, you'll be a part of our community, and we respect you and we look after you and look to you as sons and men of our community. So we just want to invite our young men to come forward, and so we're able to engage, we're able to cater to your needs, and to ensure that we can all feel like we're belonging, part of this community, and able to you know, utilize your skills. Because, I mean, it takes skills and bravery to do what they do. but it's ensuring that we have facilities, ensuring that we actually get them road-worthy so they're able to enjoy themselves in a recreational space or just be safe, but also be cognizant of our community safety at large.
Māngere o Tahuhu Local Board Member Harry Fatu Toleafoa, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the work that you continue to do in our community. And here is hoping that we will find a constructive solution to this issue. You're listening to Early Edition with AirTap. 531 PI is the station that brings Pacific people together. Coming up next.